Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd. We've seen the major indices retreat from mid-February's highs. They're exhibiting weak short-term momentum. And for the S&P 500, that's carried over to the intermediate-term gauges like the weekly MACD, which has a new sell signal, and the weekly stochastics, which have turned down from overbought territory. In Fairly Tactics, we highlight those indicators on a weekly chart on page 3. And if you note, past instances have been associated with corrective periods. We're not looking for anything like we saw this time last year, but something probably more like mid-2019 or early 2018, where an initial pullback gives way to additional consolidation or choppiness. We do think that the corrective price action will ultimately refresh the bull market. The uptrend from a long-term perspective is very much intact. Once the 50-day moving average is taken out by the S&P 500, which we expect based on action in higher beta stocks, the initial support level that we'll be focusing on is about 35.88 based on former resistance from September's highs. In our tactical recommendations, we really make no changes, recommending you stay with top-down hedges as long as that VIX remains above support around 20. We'd be holding on to core long positions that have the support of the weekly and monthly MACDs and reducing exposure where overbought sell signals arise. In our long-short ideas, we added APD and DISH on the long side and Twitter and Waters on the short side. We also show a chart of mortgage rates, which is a little bit unusual for us, but we thought it was interesting with the backup that we've seen within the context of their long-term downtrend. As for Treasury yields, we do expect a retracement of the steep up move in the 30-year average mortgage rate, and that's with resistance right around 3.4%. In our sector work, we downgraded consumer discretionary to underweight with a breakdown having developed there in relative terms, and we upgrade the material sector to overweight with a higher low having been established there and given the relatively oversold posture of some of its big heavyweights. Crude oil prices are reacting to a DeMarc sell signal. Irrespective of today's rebound, we do expect a deeper pullback there, and of course that would naturally impact the relative strength behind the energy sector temporarily. Gold prices are pending confirmation of what could be a major breakdown below cloud-based support. If they were to recover above 1755 this Friday, that breakdown would be left unconfirmed. However, if it is confirmed, the next support level is between about 1675 and 1685 for gold. The dollar index is fighting with cloud-based resistance very close to current levels. If it can break out, that would mark an important reversal higher. Conversely, we would expect that the downtrend will keep its hold for now with long-term support around 88.50. And finally, 10-year Treasury yields are into some long-term resistance that's threefold in terms of its derivation. It's around 1.4 to 1.5%. We do expect a retracement there with initial support below 1.15%. Have a great day, everyone.